Chapter 6. Not Another Easter Message. CM through Eve, March 22, 2016. CM, would you mind? Salut Eve, would you mind? Now CM, who asks whom? I just had the feeling you might have something to say. But you also wish for it, right? AIM. Your wish is my command, so to say. Well, I'm not that kind of early bird scriber as Dharma was in the last chapter one started. 6:45 AM, my. Derma's duties beyond being a scribe were different from yours. I'd never order you not to take you time for a coffee or so. CM, you're the perfect gentleman. Always depends on my partner of conversation, right? Now, what are you going to make out of this conversation? First I choose to refer to what I'm not going to make out of it, and this is not another Easter message on crucifixion. I really think we have produced enough of that sort during the years of our common work. I'm aware what you guys want to hear, a detailed plan with dates and backstage information. But also in this respect, good old Big Cheese has to disappoint you. It has not proved to be too helpful doing that. The dark element is utmost creative, especially when standing back against the wall with no escape at hand. I would say in addition you have been presented enough tools to make an adequate analysis of what's going on. Your backstage networks are still online, so you got pretty good chances for staying up to date. You know about our possibilities, and from time to time we leave you little signs of our presence as bringers of hope and way showers to a new dawn. You ones who are in trust and truth are forming the ground crew, so be it. Not getting it is epidemic. After all these years, it's still amazing to me how a certain brand of not getting it is epidemic on your plane. What else could we have given to you as a cure? You expect us to make a good show, to read the news to you, and then you go back to your shopping channels and sports. What are you doing to support me, to actively support me? Are you getting creative? Are you getting hands-on activism for truth? Are you telling your buddies about the UB and the PJs? You should know the answer well. The cat's in the bag. And again, I have stepped into an uncomfortable area, straight into your comfort zone. Your border collie is barking loudly. The bag is being closed right now, and you are still holding your long-term naps upon the fence? As I recently said to Eve, I say to you now, the cat's in the bag. Or, how many grandmothers and little red riding hoods does this world offer to the wolf? Are you relying on me to out in the role of the hunter coming to open the wolf's belly in order to free what's inside? Yes, I'm well capable to do that, but what strongly needed therapy would I have to offer to the victims of drugs of all sorts, having lost important parts of their brains somewhere along the road, before they ended up to be the food for the wolf? Just consumers? I'm prepared to leave it up to you to find the answer. Perhaps you are going to ponder a bit, while doing this homework amidst your preps for Easter holiday. Amidst those of you who are going to consume this script, listen, I say consume, not read, our numerous ones who are not yet in a hands-on mentality. They will, as I foresee, smoothly switch over to the next new age stuff of glory and hallelujah to be lost for another while with no concept, no plan. The Phoenix Journals. Folks, it has been more than 20 years since we started to transmit the Phoenix Journals. They have been fighted like hell by the dark element among you, then you decided it would be too dangerous for you to deal with the stuff, you rested again, and the precious material was meant to be forgotten in the cellars of the net. It's still there, it's not rotten, but it's still a challenge to read. Some of the courage ones having carried this torch have passed meanwhile, and not all of them have found another one who would have been prepared to carry on the flame. Yes, I do understand that all of this stuff about what's going on in your world, all this Satanism and murder and betrayal, seems to be too hard to stand for you. So be it. In consequence, you are heading to be slaughtered happily, with covered eyes. Just go on trying to meditate the Antichrist away. You are giving him a good entertainment. All this New Age stuff is nothing else than a product from his plant. Back to the PJs, I recently turned to Eve, making another try for having the PJs translated into German. And I'm most happy that I seem to have been able to ignite the spark into a flame. Well, Evinko tried to activate some people of whom is known that they have the capability to do that properly, translating the material. Now, guess how it went? One person chose to feel better going on working in daily stuff of a brand, while the other one insisted on having the solitary right to translate all PJs personally? Get it? Excuse me, please. Our team with several people needed more than a decade to transmit all journals, and you are going to insist on a one-person translator marathon. That's pretty impressing, I must say. I suppose you are planning to have an extremely long life to do them all on your own, totally in disregard of the fact that Commander Hayton, Space Cadet, and Big Cheese of Nebadon would be in need of them a little bit earlier now. Far away from your wish is my command, as Asu recently commented. This claim about solitary rights to translate non-copyright material smells just like staking the claim of a digger for gold. Finally, if the calculus turns out to be wrong, you can at least say, well, I have not found any gold, but succeeded in staking a claim. Besides, perhaps you did not get that it was not Eve's project but mine. Now, take a breath, there are paths to be opened and there are further tasks to be faced. Planetary overpressure. Meanwhile, your engines are far in the range of overpressure. It seems, not too long anymore until the engine will be torn in bits and pieces. You will have to see it, to watch with open eyes to keep it in mind for all ages. Don't say you have not seen it coming. Where is your discernment? The according tool of handling discernment would be, if you see something somebody looking like a sheep, just keep watching for the loose end of a zipper hanging out among the sheep coat. I'm trying to be nice, beloveds, for Easter holiday is approaching. But heed my words, for I'm not speaking to you in these kinds of metaphors just to entertain you. There might come a day where many of you will wish they had given a dime on these images of zippers in a sheep coat. Know thy enemy. I appreciate Eve's summary on the danger coming out from the hidden UR lodges. Haven't you ever asked yourselves how these entities always managed acting out in global orchestration to cause havoc and chaos at all ends? To overcome your counterplayer, you must take an effort to understand his organization. The whistleblowers of the present times are currently earning a lot of bony. Fortunately, more and more game players realize they are burning their feet, for they have placed themselves upon a ground which is now inflamed. This encourages sudden turns towards the light of truth. This will generate further model roles to those still resistant. Many among the ones changing directions might face the loss of their life, being suicided, or plainly murdered by the hard course. But their turn to the light will be precious to them as they reach the higher realms. There is no such thing to fear like on the physical death. The vast and close to it in this sense is turning away from God straight in the arms of Antichrist. Beyond your horizon. I'm a bit in sadness about that so many of you have not understood what beyond was about. But it was literally too far beyond your horizon, what Eve and her 007 team revealed. Onady, you are going to understand. Coming down to this planet to live a life dedicated to the light, you must be clever and smart enough to develop detective skills. You must never cease to ask questions, or you will end up tranquilized in a herd of sheeple, with a chip. For this is the next task they try to implement once there was a time where chips were in the bag and the cat around looking for mice. Now, the cat's in the bag and the cat chipped while mice are dancing on the surface of a globe which they have been systematically hollowing out from everything of divine value. Ah, just another metaphor. The road towards change. Now I have given you a hard time with preaching and spelling the beans to you. Sometimes I just have to be straight, simply. I'm really curious about what you are going to do about the RFID chips. Are you going to allow the change from a human being into a cyborg without any resistance? Heed my words. God is going to support those making the first step into freedom. I know about the difficulty of your situation. And I sincerely ask you to turn away from dealing with all these end times prophecies rather than concentrating upon what can be done to turn the tide. The human mind and divine connection is an incredible well of creativity. If all of you return to the roots as one, who could hold you up? There are not enough prisons to jail in 7 billions. Back to the roots. How about you, the farmers? Planting stuff to burn as fuel, or corn for alternative heating? Will you go on spoiling the ground with Roundup, which is later contained in wheat and cotton, or for the sake of not producing food at all but plants to burn? What are you going to eat if the EU or your state break down? You have contributed to the contamination of God's soil, to the toxic food you are feeding to your kids. Just for the few rotten paychecks you get from the overlords, you have forsaken your future. Thank you, lodges. And in Europe, currently, people are becoming misused as weapons against their human bros. Send a letter of thanks to the lodges, it's their plan of destruction. Is there anything of enough value to you, to make you stand up against the orchestrated demise the dark elements have decided to be yours? I could go on pages and pages. Emotion powers action and... Are you ready to go? A grim sense of humor. It's hard not to lose humor in these situations of seriousness. But humor is still alive. Eve, allow me to tell one episode from your daily life. You know, outside at the wall of Eve's barn, they keep an eye-protecting mask of black metal, a face shield, such kind of that you would watch a solar eclipse through it. One fine day Eve took a silver pen and wrote upon the metal as follows, taken from Darth Vader. We were really highly amused about this idea, literally suggesting telling to have torn the mask off from the face of the dark element. So be it. Be brave. Now, what else would I offer you? Hope, lots of hope, beloveds. After all this speaking straight to you, I want to point out that this straightness is nothing else than what I call tough love. I'm very concerned about you and your world. In fact, it's our world commonly, yours and mine and the one of Papa Source. Be brave in these end times, for the riders of Armageddon have been released from their hidden places. And let's see if all of the sudden their horses might be lame, and their daily weapons not working. God help these ones who are so mentally disabled by the promises of the Antichrist, while you in divine cooperation shall be blessed beyond your imagination. So, time will turn out what we are going to do for each other. Salut and signed by Christ Michael Atten of Nebadon, aka Your Big Cheese.